This episode of On a Dark Cold Night is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all have different capacities for social interactions. The moment I started respecting and watching my social meter, as though it were a health bar in a video game, I started learning how to take care of myself better. I thrive off of my alone time. Others thrive off of social time. We all have different needs. And therapy is a great way to give you the self-awareness to explore what yours are. Through therapy, I learned some skills, like how to remain calm when my social meter is running low, or how to find little moments of quiet time to breathe and recenter when I'm in prolonged social situations. If you're thinking of therapy, BetterHelp is a great way to get started. It's all online and designed to be flexible, convenient, and well-suited to your schedule. You fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you don't find your therapist to be a good fit, that's totally fine. You can switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/darkcold today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/darkcold. This is a good time to take a break for a breath together. Breathe in slowly and deeply. Pause here. And release the breath slowly and gently. Time for the theme song. Hello, friends. I've started writing this before I have a story. I'm afraid of whether or not I'm going to even have a story for you when all is said and done. I'm doing my best, but it's difficult. It's hard to stay focused. I'm so in love with the images and the feelings, and yet the details elude me. I'll do my best, though. We must always do our best. I've been wandering ever onward, friends, in this nothingness land, this place of only snow, snow covering everything against a snowy sky, and so it's all just so white. I even doubt whether or not there is even any snow here. Just nothing. White light everywhere. And I can't see myself, so I must assume that I too am simply pure light at this point. And if you are here with me, I think you must be too. Oh dear. I've lost it all, haven't I? I ended up giving everything away, even the entire forest. We can get it back. That's all right. For now, I think we must be here. Walking, wandering, ever onward, friends, in this nothingness land. I've been talking to my tarot cards lately. I've been asking them questions about the path forward, ever moving onward, ever going forth, looking ahead, on into the future. And my tarot cards seem to tell me that I am finding strength in the wrong places. I am searching well, but I am searching for the wrong thing. I am on my way to something. Something amazing. But only I cannot find the right path. Once you find the right path, everything will be well. Change the path. Find the path. Where's your path? I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. It is, of course, me and not the cards saying all that, I know. I know they are just pointing out where my cyclical nonsense is coming from. Maybe. I hope. This week, as I walked, for I haven't stopped wandering since I set out, and I won't stop until I'm satisfied, I shuffled my cards, asking the one question for this week that my story must focus itself on. The card that I will share with you. And the question I asked was, what is the change that I fear so deeply? For I am no fool. I know it is there. I know that I am most likely avoiding the one path that I actually need to go down for whatever reason, to get out of this place and into somewhere with a bit more vibrancy and detail and color to it, perhaps. Anyway, let us go on. I shuffled and I shuffled and I drew a card, and that card was the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is, in my opinion, a leap of faith, because it symbolizes a journey on a new path, a new mission, a new endeavor. With this comes clear-minded trust in oneself and one's abilities and intentions alike. It can be success. It can be epiphany. And so I feel that it is a leap of faith. I like to think of it like this. You know yourself so truly, and you trust yourself so deeply, that you do not doubt your direction for even a second. You can leap before you look because you know that you will catch yourself. And is that the epiphany? I'm not sure. But it's what I'm doing right now. I have been avoiding what I fear most, which is the fear that I am on the right path already. And this is it. I have been happy. I have been content. I have been more or less at peace, and that's terrifying because there is something within me, something dark and terrible and full of hunger, that gnaws away at me in those little moments when I find peace, and it compels me to create frightening and enticing figures to share my time with. Is that so wrong? Once upon a time, there was a, I can't do it. I can't put a story together. Why not? Why can't I? Why don't you tell me one for a change? Why don't you create a sad, lonely protagonist, or a beautiful, beguiling villain, or a desolate, frightening setting? My goodness. I'm sorry. That was someone else. Someone who I thought was long gone. She still shows up now and then. And I don't realize it until I cut my tongue on her teeth. Then I take a few deep breaths and she slowly retreats. But she waits, deep within, and takes the strangest opportunities to surface. All right. I'm sorry. I can do it. I can do this. Let me try again. Let's turn out the lights. There. That's better, isn't it? No more white snow everywhere. No more white light. Only darkness. Only shadow. Stay here for a moment. Now listen. This place is timeless. This place is ancient. This place is brand new. This place is outside of time entirely. Where you and I are right now. In this darkness. In this shadow so thick that it enters your lungs with every breath. And when you breathe it out, it comes out even darker than when it went in. In this place, it is only silence and darkness until it is not. Do you hear that sound? That is the ground beginning to form underneath us. Thank heavens for that. It is hard and cold and smooth, like marble, but you still cannot see it. There is the sound of a match striking, but you do not instantly see light. No, it is far, far away, and yet you heard it so close, like an echo in a great chamber, which is exactly what this is. The little light is growing far, far in the distance. I know what it is. It is a candle, and because the light is rippling off the walls, far across this place, shining and reflecting and shimmering and bouncing and growing, you gather that the walls and ceiling here are also smooth, perhaps marble. I think the light is coming a little closer. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying. Stay with me. I'm afraid here. In the glow of that candle, there is a face with eyes that are entirely black and a smile, razor sharp and full of fangs. It is him. Coming with his sharp, sharp nails that get just under your skin enough to make you writhe, make you itch, make you shiver, make you twitch, and dare to do things that you only dreamed possible. Things like burrow deep, deep, deep in cold stone and emerge with giant black wings. Fly up into the sky at night and let your eyelashes freeze over with tiny icicles. Sing a song to the moon. Scream your song to the moon. And when it does not answer you, scream even louder. It is what makes you want to start walking and never stop. Because if you stop, you will realize that you aren't going anywhere. You look at the walls, at the ceiling. You look at them. I'm saying it, and so you must do it. You must look at them with me. And see paintings. Murals in great, lovely, colorful, vivid detail. There is a terrible tragedy. There is a great battle. There is a wonderful victory. There are wings white and black and red and otherwise. There is a sea. There is a sky. There is a world full of ghosts. There is a queen on a throne. There is a king overthrown. There is a choir now, singing the story that you only sort of understand, because it was told to you by someone who only sort of understood it. Some stories are meant to be felt, and this is a hall dedicated to those stories, those confused stories, those lost tales that I abandoned long, long ago in favor of peace and love and nature. But we cannot erase parts of ourselves, and I cannot erase the part of myself that wants to run to him and embrace him, he who carries the candle and smiles. I cannot erase the part of myself that wants, 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 and loves to want. The part of myself that cries when I create a beautiful and awful monster, and falls in love with it, and mourns the fact that it is not actually beside me. And in one of the murals I see starkly a painting of an icy, snowy creature like myself. For I change with the elements because the natural world has become my favorite book. A distant, lost thing that Kristen glimpses from her window and sorrows for. A close and beloved thing that Kristen whispers to in the form of the trees that climb up and up outside her balcony. And the snow girl, this elemental forest witch sprite, goddess, ghost, human, and not, stands alone, facing a creature with a candle. Facing him alone, because though you are here in the hall with me, he cannot see you, and he paints these murals. Wait. No, he doesn't. This is my home. This is my world. I am not going anywhere. This is where I am. Feet on the ground. Cold. And dirty. And strong. The walls are crumbling away. Not like stone, but like dying leaves being eaten up by a gentle fire. The face in the candlelight is so sad that I almost regret this. But then he roars and screams, and I know I did the right thing. Breathe more slowly and remember, it is no failure that your feet are firmly on the ground. It is no mistake that you cannot fly, because you are where you need to be. The ceiling and the paintings across it are replaced by little twinkling stars in what was only darkness before. And there is a moon, a little more than half full, but so very bright and clear. And breathe slowly, because it's all right to be here. It's okay to be good. I smell cold air. I smell cold dirt. I smell cold trees, and I am glad for it, even if I can only smell them through my open window now. They will still be there tomorrow. I can only change myself so much. I can only transform so much in such a short amount of time before I completely forget who I am. I think that's you holding my hand this time. Thank you. I close my eyes. You close your eyes, my friend. Do you hear something? I thought I heard a voice. It came from... Huh. Was that always there? It looks like it's a stone circle. Very large. In the middle of all this white, nothing snow. As I come closer, I can see that it's a very, very, very deep pit. It goes far into the earth, so far that I cannot see the bottom. I think for a moment that I'll find a pebble to throw in, and then I roll my eyes as I remember that there is nothing here. But at that moment, I hear something over my head. Birds. I can see them. The trees have returned, still covered in snow. But I can see green leaves and brown limbs peeking through again, as it should be. Thank heavens. I was so afraid to be living in a one-dimensional world. The forest is back. I just had to be patient, and it came back to me. But then, there's this endless pit. I pick up a tiny pebble that is indeed waiting right by my icy blue bare foot. I toss it in. I hear nothing. Who knows how far it fell? I know that if I jump in, I will not be hurt. I will be fine, because it is my story and I say so. But I don't know anything else for certain. Oh, isn't that enticing? I could see where it goes, or I could stay and listen to the birds, and smell the trees, and find home again for a little while. What would you do? What do you think I should do? What should I do? Thank you. Hello, my kind friends, and welcome to On a Dark Cold Night. I'm Kristen Zaza, your host, your writer, narrator, creator, composer, podcaster, etc. behind the show. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to episode 130. Here we are in February of 2021. I hope you're doing well wherever you are. It's been almost a year since I said it for the first time, but here it is again, because it's important. You're not alone. Maybe we don't say that often enough anymore. What do you think? On to my usual housekeeping business real quick here, friends. I would like to thank everybody who supports what I do, whether it's through Patreon or Ko-fi or leaving a review or shouting me out on social media. Thank you all so very much. It all means the world to me. If you're interested in supporting the show, there are some great ways to do that. First, you can support On a Dark Cold Night by becoming a patron on patreon.com, where every monthly patron receives access to my ever-evolving soundtrack of the show. Visit patreon.com/darkcoldnight to check it out. If you'd prefer to donate one time and not have the soundtrack perk, you can do so through ko-fi.com, where you can buy me one or more metaphorical coffees. You can go to ko-fi.com/darkcoldnight. And finally, if you'd like a t-shirt or hoodie, you can also head over to bonfire.com/on-a-dark-cold-night to see those. Also, a fantastic way of supporting what I do, and for free, is by rating and reviewing over iTunes, on my Facebook page, or anywhere else you like to rate podcasts. And of course, you can also follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter @adarkcoldnight, Instagram @darkcoldnightpodcast, or on my Facebook or YouTube page. It's just called On a Dark Cold Night. Thank you so much for listening this week and spending some time with me. I really needed it, and so I appreciate it. Stay well, everyone. Wishing you all the best for February. Good night. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar.